This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. What would they say? Ladies, start your engines. Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. Actually, professional auto racing has figured this out long, long ago. There have been women in professional auto racing since the 1940s, but none perhaps with the profile of Danica Patrick.
Into turns three and four. Danica Patrick coming out of four. And boys, move over. The lady is coming through. Danica Patrick wins it.
So with her win in the 2008 Indy Japan 300, driver Danica Patrick became the first woman to win an Indy car race. Now she has her sights on NASCAR. This Saturday is her debut at the Daytona International Speedway. Joining us now is Scott Graff of WFAE, reporter in Charlotte, North Carolina. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
First of all, describe the significance of this debut. I mean, she's not the first. She's certainly the first to be as successful as she has. Scott?
She is. She's a very good race car driver. We'll figure out very quickly here how great she is and how big of a hill she has to climb in NASCAR. This is big for really both entities here. Danica is a good race car driver, as I said, in the IndyCar series, a much smaller and lesser known series than the worldwide known sport of NASCAR. NASCAR needs a little shot in the arm right now. That sport has been struggling, and Danica is stepping up to provide that. NASCAR, for her, is a bigger stage that she can continue to hone her racing skills and also continue to market some of the products that she does.
You know, I can certainly see the interest in NASCAR and pushing its demographic, and Danica certainly potentially does that. But her profile and her visibility isn't exactly a classic kind of feminist story. She's been criticized by even other women drivers, Janet Guthrie among them, for doing the kinds of sort of sexually, edgy. I mean, it's not that big of a deal, but still, she's sort of portraying herself as more than just a driver.
She is. She is has been called a marketing machine, and there have been comparisons made before to about 10 years ago, a tennis star named Anna Kournikova that was from Russia, came to the U.S., became a great tennis player, but really was known more for just being very pretty than actually how great she played tennis. And Danica has defended herself, and, you know, she's trying to be a little bit more than just a marketing machine here. She wants to be a very good race car driver. We'll see here in the coming days just how good she actually is. She's passed a first test. She raced in the ARCA race, which is kind of a minor league racing series, at Daytona last Saturday. She did very well. She finished in the top 10, and that's kind of opened a door for her to be able to race in the nationwide race coming up this Saturday. The trouble is, for Danica at least, the level of competition takes a big jump up this weekend.
If she doesn't succeed and really win some serious creds as a driver, does she end up as Kournikova? I mean, I'm looking at her spreads that she's done in FHM. She's got this GoDaddy ad that's controversial.
Well, this could be Danica's world if she can succeed in NASCAR. The stage is set for her to do very well. She's with a great team. She's racing a limited schedule, so she can kind of test the water, just dip her toes into it and learn as she goes here. Uh-huh. It remains to be seen just, how big, the hill is for her to climb. Well, NASCAR's a tough sport to race in.
There'll be some more eyes watching, definitely, this weekend. Scott Graff, WFAE reporter in Charlotte, talking about the debut of Danica Patrick at NASCAR at Daytona International Speedway on Saturday.